Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
I want to circle back to you, though, here, Kristen, for just 1 second. I have a legit question.
Yep.
Because I know you're into the gentle parenting.
Correct.
Very good at it, right?
And that's not letting your kid get away with everything. It's basically trying to allow them to be like... in touch with their own, with their, have emotional intelligence.
Hear them out. Like, they have a say, right? Your emotions count, not like being discounted. I grew up in a house where everything was discounted. Why? Because I said, that's it. There's, you know, there's no real reason to it.
Yeah. And I think people think too, like there's not punishment when it comes to gentle parenting. And that's not the case. Like there is discipline and there is punishment. You're just not screaming, yelling, or hitting your kid.
Right.
That's essentially what it boils down to.
And I don't think Bart would do any one of those things either way. But here's my question. It's more about Bart than it is about Jimmy. Did you have to train Bart on this gentle parenting also? Because dude came from a farm. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing the rules were the rules. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing he didn't really have a lot of space also when he was upset to talk to his parents about it. So in hanging out with you guys, he's a little bit more straightforward. So this whole concept of gentle parenting, was it not only training Jimmy, but also introducing it to Bart, and how has he taken to it?
Comically? We probably should have discussed it more.
Okay.
Our styles of parenting. I think that's very important with the person that you choose to partner and couple up with. Would I say I don't mean this to sound harsh. Okay. But my husband, is one of 5 boys, right? And grew up on a full-time working farm. Would I say he and his brothers are slightly emotionally stunted? Maybe just a little. Maybe just a little.
Would he acknowledge that also?
I think he would.
Okay. All right.
As far as being demonstrative and showing of affection and just allowing space for Jimmy to be himself, yeah, he was not raised like that
right at
all. So he and I... Full disclosure, we have never sat down and had a discussion of like how this is how we're raising our child, right? Oh. Because there's ways that I will handle situations and there's ways that he will handle situations. And it's not to say that one way is right and one way is wrong. One way works for that person. One way works for the other person. So I do think right now Jimmy is getting a good balance. Is Bert a little, is Bart.
Something you want to tell me?
No, I'm good. Lack of sleep. Sorry. Is Bart a little more stern than I am? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think we both struggle with our patience, and that's something we can both work on. But any parent of like a child knows that your patience wears thin on the daily basis. People who have multiple, Cassie, God bless you. I don't see how you freaking do it.
Me neither.
But as far as like me teaching Bart how to gentle parent, I'm not going to teach my husband how to parent.
I do
like
think
there's a reason why I married him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw those qualities that he's going to be a good dad and he's going to do it his way.
I do find it very, very interesting that you guys have never really had a discussion that this is the way we are going to handle the parenting together. Because I'm around you guys enough to know, any question I was just asking you, I knew the answer to.
Yeah.
But, and he's a very, very, very good father.
I mean,
man, is he a good father.
Very hands-on.
But I could never see him getting down to Jimmy's level and go, okay, I understand that this is, you have big feelings right now. So I understand that. I could never see Bart doing that.
Yeah. So, and he does it, but he does it in his way. So it's weird. Have we had like this sit down and like navigate how we're going to, no. Has there been moments that have arisen when I see how he interacts with Jimmy and I'm like, hey, I just, let's have a quick chat here. Not calling him out for what he did wrong, but like, hey, if we do it, like, if you say it like this, it won't be as harsh.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to, like, there have been times when I have tried to, or enlighten him to soften his approach. And then there's been times when he has mm-hmm. tried to enlighten me to harden my approach. And we kind of keep each other balanced. But there's benefits in the way we both parent Jimmy, right? And while sometimes how he handles a situation, and this is where it gets sticky. Because I will watch Bart sometimes, and I will, like, you kind of get a little bit of, like, that cringe, and like, but then you have to ask yourself, is this doing harm? Is this doing damage? And if the answer to those questions are no, then let him be the parent that he needs to be
mm-hmm.
instead of trying to force him to be the parent I would be.
Right.
And that's really, really hard sometimes to to sit back and take your parenting ego out of it and be like, that's not the way I would handle this situation, but it doesn't mean that he's handling it wrong. If it gets to a point of like, you need to de-escalate, like I need to remove him from the situation, because believe it or not, 4-year-olds can get you rather escalated.
Yeah, they can.
Uh-huh. And you need to
much escalation.
And you need to have de-escalation. So I think it's just, it's knowing your partner. It's trusting your partner. If you have that trust, then you're going to trust them to be a good parent. We all make mistakes and we all falter. So then it's on us to point those out, not glaringly, but you also have to be able to receive that information and be like, yeah, I could have handled that better. Man, it's a lot of, like you say, even not even co-parenting, but just parenting, putting mm-hmm. your ego aside and be like, maybe she has a point here. And also swallowing your own pride and like, my way's not the best way. And sometimes he knows what he's doing and he can handle it how he deems fit.
It's a Bert Show.
The Bert Show.